our light as we're opening up to our inner vision, we want to remember that we're calling forth, we're subscribing to, excuse me, our assurance of destiny. So I've got this temple that is supporting us, that's showing us our truth, that's showing us our placement. We want to remember that we are each multidimensional and we're opening up to our highest convenience. This means that the ego or the mind that has all of those old indicators is being drowned out by this new sequency, by this new sequence of frequency of allowance. So what we're doing is we receive these light codes is we're allowing our transference into our new vocation. Just imagine like you took a career counseling questionnaire and it's like, oh, this is a new vocation to consider. We want to receive this in our new prophecy of light to really welcome in the new engagement, to really welcome in the new freedom that is to be stirred. So that stirring is an energetic, like a receiving of this pledge to unite with our higher heart, to unite with our highest truth. And out of this vibration, out of this alignment, out of this request. So remember, the request is by our multidimensional counterpart, by our higher vision. And so remember, this new vocation, this new signaling, this new transference of our true understanding of self is overpowering our old perspective, our old commitment. So we want to receive this energy. Just imagine like a flood or a flushing out or a welcoming or a wave or an overpowering destiny. It's like I was thinking about holding on to that old belief, but I am overpowered with the prospect of love. So as I'm saying this, I've got the world card. So again, we're on top of the world, right? We're on top of the world in bringing in our truest claim, our truest alliance. So this is where all of the sequencing, all of the light codes that are stirring us to receive our golden light, to receive our harvest, to receive our truth, are being welcomed in beyond measure. Beyond measure is we can't even keep up with the measuring. We can't even hold on to the old script. All of the old resentments, all of the old places where we denied self, it's like we can't even hold on to that ego script. It's getting washed away with the arrival. With the arrival of our destiny. So as we will receive with liberal pleasure, that means opening up our hearts, opening up our chest, allowing ourselves to transfer our consensus, transfer our alignment, our identification to that oneness of love. So we're being taught the truth of self. Now, when I said that, I literally had like, as if like all the UNICEF kids, we're standing on the globe, all around the globe, because remember, there is no separation. So when we move into this unified field, whatever we need to perform our divine occupation, whatever we're here to do, whatever we need to do it, it's all provided. It's all provided because there is no separation. This is where we're leaving the old alignment and restoring ourselves to brilliance. So this, the unity, the unified field, the unity consciousness where we're all already assembled is already activated, is already bestowed upon us as we will receive it in degrees. So again, we're returning to our light, we're returning to our symphony, we're returning to our abundance, we're returning to the truth of self. And so that overriding pleasure is we can't keep up with the old administration. So all those places where we have our feelings hurt, or we're still feeling like the victim, or we still hold guilt, or we're projecting guilt, all of that old dust, all of that old dust is being served, is being lathered, is being overcome by the rush of the new acquaintance, the new allowance, the new orchestration. So as we will receive these gifts of light, and so we want to imagine this light just permeating ourselves, allowing ourselves to receive our truest essence, our truest claim, where the past becomes more and more and more of a distant past, where it just becomes irrelevant, because we're allowing these codes to lift us off in new directions of service. So each of us are waking up to our gifts, each of us are waking up to our starseed contracts, and we're receiving our enlightenment and brilliance. So we want to remember our enlightenment is lighter than, glowing with the self-revelation. So we're waking up to the truth of self. We're waking up to our harmony. We're waking up to our bliss. So the more that we understand that, the more that we receive that empowerment, the more that we receive our light, the more that we come into coincided consensus, is we, how do I say, is it's like they're saying, as the world turns. In other words, we shift paradigms, we shift timelines. So this is what we've all agreed to do. So the more that we receive this, accept this, allow this, they're just showing me how do I say this? Like dancing in mirth, dancing in enthusiasm. So again, we're coming under our truest commitment. So we're allowing these gifts to be stirred. We're allowing ourselves, I just see like as if we're being wound up. In other words, it was like we being activated, being promoted. Anything where we feel that entitlement, where we feel that movement, where we feel that motion. So it's not just another day. Like the old world no longer exists. As we will proceed, as we will proceed. In other words, we're not trying to solve any worldly problem, personal problem, by following our old agenda. So it's almost like just dropping it when Jeshua says, you know, come follow. We want to remember Jeshua is simply symbolic for our own divine self. So it's come follow, come witness, part ways with past procedure and allow that uplifting presence. So allow these energies to stir and bring you new advancement, bring you new perspective, bring you new rite of passage. Excuse me, everything that we've been working with is consciousness. So as we promote ourselves into our heavenly bliss, now I have El Moria here, is we create our new arrival. In other words, we bring forth the gifts of mercy. We bring forth the gifts of treasure in our own witnessing. So as we adjust in consciousness, as we adjust in light, we bring forth the recommended value. We're not waiting for something outside to solve the problems. We're bringing forth the solution through our own heavenly investment, through our own exercise, through our own establishment. So allow this light to dictate. We're dropping the mind. We're opening the heart and allowing the light to travel through. I keep getting that world card. No matter where I look, there's that world card. So this is like our ultimate destiny. This was the point of the incarnation, the reason for our birth. And allow that to coincide with your new relevance, excuse me. So in other words, the point of the day. And they're just showing me like an arrow, like pointing the way. So we're feeling our way to our own divine appointment. we're dropping, like, we can have plans from yesterday, and it's like, I know those were the plans I worked so hard on creating, but now it's the way's very clear to me. Now the way's very clear to me because I'm responding to my own relevance. I'm responding to my own light. Allow yourself to receive kindest gesturing. So in other words, to receive the light, to receive the support. Some of us are still extinguishing this belief in suffering. I've got to earn it. I've got to show myself worthy. So this is yesterday's signaling. In other words, this is a belief in struggle. This is a belief in separation. So it's not an earning, it's aligning, it's agreeing. It's receiving. So as we receive the gifts of many, in other words, what we receive, we're receiving on behalf of the sonship, on behalf of all. So all of this, what we've been subjected to, the matrix, where it's this competitive, I win, you lose, is no more. So this is where it gets a little tricky because some of us are still playing the competition game. Well, I've got to win. Well, there is no I. We're winning. We are winning on all fronts. So this is where it's sort of like I just see us like signing an agreement where we're exchanging hands. In other words, we're moving into a new paradigm. We're moving into a new understanding of self. So everything I do serves the best and highest good of all throughout the sonship. So allow these energies to stir you. Allow them to be received. Allow them to report. In other words, show you the brilliance. Show you where you've been identifying with lack or where you're still holding a grudge or whatever it is. Because as we will align with love, as we will align with our holy presence, they're saying the book has already been written. In other words, our divine path will be lit as we will receive, as we will entitle ourselves to the truth. So allow this light to obligate yourself to no other. In other words, the past is gone. The new earth is being birthed through us, through our agreement to shine. Now, when I said to shine, I watched myself take a deep, holy breath. So this is where we've been burned at the stake. We kind of lost our heads at the guillotine, whatever it may be. That trauma energy is being dissolved. Allowing yourself to shine. And receive that on all levels. Breathing may help at this point. I'm just finding myself needing to take those deep breaths and really see how there's tension around the concept of shining. And allowing the new birth to occur. And take one more deep breath. Receive the light on all levels. All levels means when we receive here and the now, the past and present and future are all one. So you're releasing the matrix, you're releasing what we would call baggage or, well, I was hurt and whatever. But what we're introducing is light to that hurt. That was the reason for my deep breathing. You're freeing all beings. Remember, we're all one. So if we're holding another captive, we're just holding ourselves in the past. holding ourselves captive sometimes. You shouldn't have done. We're releasing all in that dance of merriment and mirth, joy, love. Let us receive.